Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, good morning, folks. We come to you live from the Municipal Yacht Harbor, the Community Sailing New Orleans building that overlooks the Yacht Harbor, overlooks Lake Pontchartrain. We can see Southern Yacht Club, the Lighthouse, the seafood restaurants, all from this perspective. And they tell me this may be the best place to see a sunset in the late afternoons as well. Not a bad office to have every day of the week if you were back here working. It is absolutely stunning. The Municipal Yacht Harbor, we were just talking about how beautiful it is in the aftermath of Katrina, the repairs that were done, because this place was a complete total mess. And, I mean, it is just stunning, quite frankly. Haven't had a lot of opportunities to get out here. But if you do, definitely come on out. Well, we're here to talk about not-for-profits today. And we've got a great list of folks that will be joining us throughout the day. But we're going to start off with Guy Williams, who's here, who is the CEO and founding board member of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, and he is very active with Community Sailing New Orleans. And John Maynard, who this was his idea back in 2009, thinking about pulling this project together. And he's a member of the board here as well. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So folks kind of think of sailing, you know, a little bit of a hoity-toity kind of thing. And I guess their first inclination is to ask, what's the connection between underprivileged kids and Community Sailing New Orleans?
Yeah, and I'll start. It's interesting because when we started this, I talked to my family members, said, look, we're going to do a community sailing center. We're going to get kids from the inner city out on the lake. And they said, out of all the dumb ideas you've had, this is probably the dumbest. They are not sailors by nature. It's not going to work. It's a stupid idea. I said, you're missing the point. These are kids that don't have an opportunity to get out and experience nature. They don't get to be on the lake. And we found that is so true because we've had kids that come out and say, I've never seen the city from this angle. I've never been on the lake. And what sailing does is by its very nature, you're learning teamwork. You can't sail the boat without friends until you become a really skilled sailor. But so you learn to work with others. You learn also physics. You know, sailing is about, you know, hydrodynamics, aerodynamics. And so kids, without realizing it, are getting a science background. But they're doing something different because, you know, not every kid can play football or basketball. So this is an alternative for that whole group of children that need another option. The other thing is they get to meet people they'd never meet otherwise.
Right.
Because the sailing community, you're right, the sailing community is a little bit of an upscale community. But these are the people that you want to meet to get internships, to get referrals for jobs, to get referrals for college. And so it provides an expansion of their network that they would never have otherwise.
Absolutely, and it's something that's right in their backyard that many have never seen and ever dreamed of being able to take advantage of, right?
Yeah, they thought, oh, that's an exclusive sport. That's only for rich white folks. We can't do that. And it's not true.
No, not at all.
We've been able to develop it, and the most exciting thing is we have a crew-to-captain program where kids are learning skills, and that transfers to getting on the marine industry, on jobs on the river, and we've had some of our graduates go into the Coast Guard Academy.
That's absolutely awesome. And John, so thinking back to 2009 and sitting on the back porch of this facility today.
Right.
When, you know, I guess when y'all opened the facility, what was going through your mind?
It's been a journey. And the truth of the matter is, when you have an idea, it's sort of like Guy's family saying, that's the dumbest idea you ever had. I didn't quite reveal it to my family for a little bit. And then one of my daughters threw in to help me kind of get from there to not feeling quite so dumb about it. But we had driven kids around the country because my kids grew up sailing and were very good. And I saw these community sailing centers really all over the country.
Really?
And Guy described well what it does, because it's really not just a recreational opportunity where you're over at Pensacola and you rent a boat and go sail it for an hour, right? These are programs that go on for weeks with these kids, and they really do learn things, and they pick up what Guy pointed out, which was true of my kids, which really got me going, was self-confidence, teamwork, meeting some other people that you'd have never met and whatever your little clique was in town. And the other thing that was striking to me in these other cities, which really inspired trying to push it here, was we just didn't have what those other places had. And so it really was an isolated, relatively small little group that got the opportunity to come do this. And our tagline, which the big program in Boston let us have, which is Sailing for All, really, to me, back in 2009, was easily summarized, not as eloquently as, well, that's just not fair, and we need to do something about it. So In New Orleans, as it is in the other places, we focused immediately on, okay, who doesn't get a shot at this in New Orleans? Because you need to do that. Right. You need to give everybody a shot at it, because some people have to write some checks so that it actually you can pay for it all. But,
right.
But the three groupings here really were minority kids and their families, also people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we picked that up by driving. I went to sailing centers all over the country to steal their ideas, basically.
Right, absolutely. Smart man.
And, and really picked up on the people with disabilities. And it really wasn't that nobody in town wanted to be nice to them and give them an opportunity. You have to have specialized equipment, and you have to have specially trained people to make it possible and safe. And so you need to have a place. And then women and girls just didn't have the same shot getting into the game as everybody else. So those are the three main constituencies that make up our mission. Once you had that in mind, then the whole trick was, okay, how do you get from having a good idea to you actually can put a kid in a boat?
Yeah, I got to tell you, this place is absolutely incredible. Y'all have an incredible flotilla of sailboats here, at least 40, it looks like, sitting out there on the dock, right?
Yeah. And these are available to people that we have what's called a family access pass. So right. You have access to all the boats, so you can come out and sail. And the one group that John didn't mention was the Wounded Warrior group.
Yeah.
We got involved with that through the Tolmas Foundation. And these are guys and ladies coming back with injuries. And it's a way for them to rebuild confidence and see, look, I can develop a skill.
Yeah. And the dock facility out here, right on one end of the Municipal Yacht Harbor, right before you get to Southern Yacht Club, it's gorgeous. And the building here is, you have a training facility inside, classrooms, videography in there, the whole nine yards. I mean, it everything all in one place.
Yeah, we have a wonderful summer camp here where the kids learn to build a boat, to sail a boat, learn the physics of boating, and it really is wonderful to see the transformation of somebody that's never been on the water to get out here and get comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it. And so how long have y'all actually been engaged in the programs for kids?
It took a while to get to there.
Right.
And so we were able to complete getting the lease from the property. It's a commercial lease, so we pay regular rent to the city. And in the end of 2015, and we then began to build all this land you see behind the bulkhead. This was all just water out here at the time. And so we got to the point where we could hire our first real employee, our first executive director, and got him in place, and he and the pandemic arrived together. So he did a lot of planning for a year, but not much doing it out on the water.
Right. Welcome aboard.
So we really got started with actual programming to help actual people.
Right.
In 2021. And since that time, we then got to trying to get out of the little office trailer we were very proud to have, but you had to get 20 like really little kids to be in that trailer, and that was it. That was your capacity, right? And then we raised the money through the generosity of just wonderful people and built this building. And the building, while it looks cool and all of that, the real accomplishment of the building is that, unlike the little trailer, now we have capacity to actually fill these boats with kids.
Yeah.
And so behind that, we started to hire a much expanded full-time staff. So we're now in a position to greatly grow this and to really help way more people in our city have a shot at something they otherwise wouldn't have a shot at.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's incredible. And going back to all the things that you learn, you know, on a boat, you help people overcome the fear of water. It's amazing how many people fear water.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Until they actually engage in an activity that's appropriately and safely done where they no longer fear that, you know, and they embrace it. And they embrace the challenge. They embrace their fear, and they overcome it.
They really do. And we have cruising boats that people with the access pass, you can sail the boat to the North Shore, and it's sort of fun. You've made an excursion.
Right.
Crossed an open body of water. You can't see land, and then you land again and say, oh, I've done something.
And, you know, the interesting thing about Lake Pontchartrain is it presents many challenges sailing-wise, you know, and some of the finest sailors in the world have come right out of this yacht harbor.
Oh, yeah, Olympic medalist and, you know, national champions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'll tell you a little anecdote, if I can interrupt for 2 seconds here. It's a little bit of the other side of the champions who are there, and it's a great example. And Tulane sails out of here, too, and they're great role models for the kids who want to go do that. But let me take you back to a little different piece of it, which is kids that are on the autism spectrum or have Downs. And we got a lot of ideas from an adaptive, that's what they call it, adaptive sailing center in Miami that caters really to that group of people. And I can remember well out here when we had a whole group for that particular day of children on the autism spectrum, and there was a mom standing out in the parking lot with her child who was acting up and didn't want to come out here and was crying and all the other things that are behavioral issues that are challenges. And she talked to him and got him all squared away, and he got out here, and all of a sudden he went from never talking to he was just bubbling, meeting his friends again and the instructor and getting out on the boat. And the mom was just crying in the parking lot. Tears of joy.
Life-changing, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You know, it's those moments that when you think back all the years that folks toiled trying to get to where you are today, that you know it was absolutely worth it.
Right. Right.
Oh, couldn't agree more.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are out here at the Municipal Yacht Harbor with the Community Sailing New Orleans group. And come on by, say hello. Got some refreshments and drinks out here. We'd love to have you come out and see exactly what's being offered here, because it is actually phenomenal. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. All I can tell you is that the perspective that we have this morning is absolutely stunning. It's beautiful, overlooking the Municipal Yacht Harbor. It is so clean, and what they've done here in the aftermath of Katrina with the floating docks and everything, it's absolutely beautiful, a great place to be at the Community Sailing New Orleans facility. We are joined now by Sonny Lee, founder and CEO of Son of the Saint. Sonny,
yes.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice breeze up here, too. It's awesome.
Isn't this beautiful?
Great view. It's great. It's awesome.
So, Sonny, give us a little bit of the state of the state of Son of a Saint right now.
Yeah. So, you know, we've been around about 14 years. We turned 15 in January, which is always fun for a nonprofit, you know, surviving all the challenges of just building and, you know, navigating that space, you know, and I've been fortunate to have a lot of people that have supported us through the years, a lot of in-kind support early on and people that have stuck with us. So right now we're about 350 core boys in our program, which get 24-hour support, and another 400 boys that we support through our education fund. So we're serving about 750 folks in New
Orleans.
It's a
big number.
And our boys, their fathers have been lost through death of long-term incarceration. So they're not around. They're raised by their guardian, usually mom, aunt, grandmother, something like that. So we have a great group of mentors. We always need more. We've got a few hundred mentors, which is great. And we want to continue to expand in New Orleans, especially like physical locations, you know. So we're looking at hopefully expanding to New Orleans East in a way. 40% of our boys live out there. You know, right now we're adding more boys. We're adding about 50 boys in January, a new cohort of boys, and we'll have some that are graduating out. But we're going through the interview process right now to see which boys will be the new Son of a Saint members.
You have your gala.
Yes,
next week, and I understand it is sold out. Is that correct?
It is sold out, fortunately.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a good problem to have.
It's a great problem. We have a good, a great supporter and board member, Rico Almendia, and his wife, Kristen, our chairs.
He has a lot of energy.
Lot of energy, and, I mean, we sold out in, I feel like, a week or something. I mean, I don't know, but it's a great problem to have, but they've been great to us, and it brought a lot of new excitement to to the event and new folks that haven't been previous supporters. So we're just really excited about it. And it's holiday time, you know, so there's a lot of activity going on with us. You know, we're decorating our office, all the activities that we have for the boys and the families. It just feels really good. And it's a great time for us. And, you know, we're able to provide the gift of Son of a Saint to close to 50 new boys.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you right here, because when he first said that we're going to bring in 50 new boys, you should have seen his face light up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. You know, learning, and some of them are the siblings of the boys that we have in the program already, so we already know those families, and they've been waiting to join. I was at the airport, actually. It was about a month ago, and unfortunately, but I had a lady come up to me, and she said, "My son is 6 years old. I can't wait to get in Son of a Saint." And obviously, there's some traumatic or bad situations that may have caused him to be a part of our program, but it was such a blessing to be able to have a conversation, meet him, and see just a smile on her face that the opportunity could be there, you know. And so we look forward to those situations and being able to be cause for happiness.
You mentioned when we were off air that you've been blessed because you're able to collaborate with a lot of other not-for-profits. And, in fact, the Community Sailing New Orleans is one. Tell us about that connection and tell us about the experience that your boys have enjoyed here.
Yeah, well, since day one, we've always tried to do things that our boys were not used to, right, whether it be a trip or an event activity. And so when sailing opportunity came to us, we jumped on it. You know, I wanted our boys to be able to go out on the water and learn a new skill and be around other kids that were learning with them. And, you know, it's been several years, and some of our first boys have loved this program. This is probably one of their number one activities to do. They've really grown in it. They've really been ambassadors, I think, of the program. So it's been great.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people, and you might agree, and if you could share a story or two with us, they don't make the connection between sailing and, like, you know, your boys, where they find themselves in life today. That folks have a little difficulty visualizing that.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, our boys are – they're met with different challenges. My voice here, but they're met with different challenges. And you know, having the clarity to be able to do something new or see beyond what is in front of them is really, really hard. And it really, shout out to our mentors and our case team, our in-house mental health specialists and education coordinators that really support them and show them a different way, because they're dealing with things at home that none of us would wish on anybody, you know.
Right.
And, you know, I can say that over 70% of our boys, their fathers were lost to violence, you know, and many of them were in the area or witnessed it, you know. We have about 20 or so percent, their fathers are in long-term incarceration, over 15 or more years left to serve. So these are very, very challenging situations. And we're just here to help provide all the exposure and love that they may be missing from that male figure. I tell you, when I was younger, I grew up without my father. He died of a heart attack. Unfortunately, he was 36. But I took all the males that I knew, and I tried to get all the positive things from them and create one, you know. And so for our boys, I think it's the same thing. If they don't do that, then, you know, it could be some negative things that they're involved in.
So what was their initial reaction when they stepped on one of these?
No, they loved it. I mean, it was like, oh, wow, you know, kind of shaking. And,
yeah.
You know, it was just great. You know, a couple of the boys are leaders, actually, of the program here. And, you know, it's just been great for them. And they've actually shown some of our younger boys how to do it. They've taught them really how to sail, how to be on time, and all the things that you require, because there's safety. You know, there's a lot
right.
of things that they have to focus on. So it's been great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know one of the one of the ingredients to the success of Son of the Saint is you guys are always on the leading edge.
Right.
You're always thinking about the next thing, you know, that can make these young boys better.
Yes.
And I know that's a challenge, right? And I know that I've heard people talk about you saying you're always thinking about that next thing. So what's the next thing?
That's a great question. Oh, my God. The next thing. Sort of AI and all the things that are going on. You know, for us, one is endowment. I mean, we really want to sustain ourselves in New Orleans.
Yeah.
As a leader of the organization, it's my responsibility to ensure that we keep the promise to the families and that we continue our mission. And so we formed an endowment earlier this year, which is to help us do that from a financial standpoint. From a physical standpoint, excuse me, we're looking at really going to New Orleans East, like I said, because 40% of our boys are there. So that would be a big push for us for some capital support and opportunity for our boys. And I think one of the things that we've done really well is on our logistics. It's really hard for nonprofits, from transportation and getting boys to and from.
Transportation is a huge hurdle to get over.
And to your point, sort of being on the cutting edge, I guess. But about 5 years ago, really invested in our logistics arm. So we have a logistics coordinator, several drivers, vehicles. Because our boys are in 92 different schools, 40 so plus zip codes. And so our logistics portion is huge. And it's something that people don't see. But it is something that we had to do to ensure our boys get to and from activities, because if you know, you could have all the activities where they can't get to them, yeah, it doesn't mean anything. Right. So hopefully by going to New Orleans East, that'll help relieve some pressure from us. But we could get kids from Slidell, you know, more kids from Slidell area as well. And, you know, we hopefully eventually maybe even in the West Bank, you know. We do have kids currently there, but I'm just saying from as far as a footprint,
right,
we're looking to expand for sure.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on all that you guys have been able to accomplish and the difference that you're making in our community. It's hard to imagine, and I know you see and you probably hear this all the time, it's hard to imagine the city without those difference maker not-for-profits that are out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's not many organizations that's impacting 700 lives on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. I mean, that's
I appreciate that. And, you know, I will say,
how many hours a night you sleep?
I know, right? My wife, we have a 9-month-old, so she's, you know, my mind's always going. And I tell you what, our team is incredible. They really solve a lot of things before it even gets to me. And look, there's a lot of positives that happen in our office. I mean, it's really beautiful to stop by offices in Mid-City. So it's great, and there's so many nonprofits doing great work, and I'm happy to have many friends in that space, and we learn from each other and swap notes and things like that. So we got a great community.
Good deal. And thank you so much for joining us and taking time out of your busy schedule today. And it was
absolutely
so happy to hear about your boys taking advantage of community sailing New Orleans and enjoying this opportunity out here. I mean, how pretty is this?
Oh, this is gorgeous. This is beautiful. I could just sit out here with you.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you so much. That is Sonny Lee, founder and CEO of Son of a Saint. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870. We're out here at the Community Sailing Association, or New Orleans, excuse me, overlooking the Municipal Yacht Harbor. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We're at Community Sailing New Orleans, overlooking the Municipal Yacht Harbor, a new facility that they have here. This is all about kids, and Guy Williams joins me again. We just talked to Sonny Lee, founder and CEO of Son of a Saint. He said his kids, his boys, come out here. They've had a great time. He said there's several of them that are now ambassadors for the program. They love it so much.
Yeah, one of the things we love is we're having students now that have been through the program become instructors. And that's really the pathway we're looking for. And then the instructors go on to college, go on to marine careers on the river. And, you know, that's an underappreciated resource. Those are great jobs with benefits. And we're getting kids that would have never had an opportunity onto those jobs where they'll have retirement insurance and really great starting salaries.
You are a big believer in the not-for-profit community. Yeah, you orchestrate auctions in August. Sonny Lee participates in that, Son of a Saint, so many other different not-for-profits. And obviously the collaboration that you're building here with Community Sailing New Orleans and the people that are being served by all the others.
Yeah, one of the things that we have in New Orleans is unique infrastructure. People in New Orleans love the city. I mean, there really wasn't a reason for us to come back after Katrina. The whole city was flooded. You know, some of the EPA people said, you know, let's just make it a toxic site and not do it. And people in New Orleans said, no, this is special. the culture, the food, the ambiance, the way we interact with each other's. And a lot of that is because people give of their time. Mm-hmm. They work, they have a day job, but they say, that's not enough. I want to volunteer. I want to read on reading radio. I want to help kids. I want to do something to make our community better. I want to work with Habitat and build houses. And so we actually have a marketing director that works with nonprofits and helps them achieve their purpose.
Yeah, and you know, when you build that collaboration too, as Sonny Lee was talking about, is, you know, want you learn from each other, you expose, you know, certain things to each other, and it builds a community spirit from the ground up.
Yeah, and it's fun to gather together different nonprofits because they all face the same challenge. You know, how do we build a board? How do we make our mission work? How do we do fundraising? Had an interesting discussion with Sister Michelle, who is the president of Our Lady Academy on the West Bank. And she said, you know, we're trying to raise money for a chapter house. I said, really? And she said, yeah, we actually have more nuns than we have places. I said, well, that's a unique story. We'll help you share that story, because most people are talking about a shortage of priests and nuns. Y'all right. have the opposite, so that's good news, and we're working with her to put that story out so people can help them build a bigger chapter house.
Yeah, that is good news, quite yeah. frankly, right? Yeah. And this facility here, it's beautiful. People have to really come out and see it. I mean, it's a special treat for these kids. And as I was looking at the inventory of sailboats that you have here, you have the latest model. What is that, the 420?
Yeah. Flying Juniors and 420s.
And those 420s, are, yeah.
Those are, a lot of them are used in college sailing. We host Tulane sailing, but we also host high school sailing tournaments. And we're working with the different universities to add sailing to their curriculum, including UNO. I'm not sure what it's going to be called in the future, but UNO and Xavier are interested in adding sailing to their curriculum.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a big facility with a lot of capacity.
Yeah, and it's a great opportunity. And, you know, the Tulane story is unique. Tulane went from nothing to their girls won a national championship.
Yeah.
So it can happen here, and it is happening here.
No doubt, no doubt. So will this be the first summer with the new facility and everything in place?
Yes.
The dock's done. Looks like pretty much everything's done.
Yeah, and we'll be able to have our summer camp. We'll be able to have our Wounded Warrior program. And so we're really excited about this summer. We'll also do the adaptive sailing and the sailing for kids that are on the autism spectrum or have different physical disabilities. So we've got a busy summer planned for a whole lot of different folks.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for hosting us out here today. We're going to meet some great people coming up in the next 2 hours, and we look forward to that and talking to a lot of the not-for-profits and exposing their story to our listening audience and gaining a better understanding of what they do. And hopefully, if there's a willingness to share a few dollars with these organizations, that they do so before the end of the year. There was a change in the tax code, was there not, about your ability to write some of this off? Am I mistaken?
Yeah, even people that don't itemize have the ability to get a tax credit for making a charitable donation.
Yeah, I don't remember what the ceiling of that number was, but I thought they did change it.
I'll get that number for Monday. I don't have it right now.
I'm giving Guy homework on Friday.
That's right.
All right, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with Heather West, Executive Director of Loop NOLA. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.